Good morning, Nick.
We're going to touch on something we haven't touched on in a while, actually. We're going to go to the other end of the spectrum. We've talked a lot about student loans, you know, young people just starting out with a lot of student debt. We're going to talk about the other end of the spectrum, and that is retirement.
Right. I think I consider that we have a three-footed tripod, if you will. Power down debt, power up retirement, and hug your student debt.
Right.
And power up retirement, I don't tend to talk about a lot because we run it sort of quietly. It's part of powering down your debt or managing your student debt is showing people how to get to retirement or what to do with their retirement dollars as they're getting closer to retirement or when they're retiring. So right now we've got something going on in our area with a rather large company, a lot of people out of work there, and there will be 401ks that they need to do something with. Mm-hmm. Maybe they know, maybe they don't know what to do with it. But if you're a conservative investor, I want you to listen up.
Okay.
So I've spent the last 31 years, I can't believe I'm saying that, but I am, 31 years, specializing in this kind of an investment for conservative people. Mm-hmm. So I tell this story about once upon a time, there was a conservative investor who didn't want to earn what a CD might earn and didn't want the market risk that might be involved in a mutual fund or a stock or whatever. So what to do about that, right? Well, it turns out that there are products that you can invest in, that you can put your money into, that will have no downside potential, right? So you might have a zero earnings year if the market's really bad.
Okay.
But you're not losing your principal.
But you don't lose your principal.
Right. Very important, I think, to not have to claw your way back, right? Mm-hmm. But the earnings are linked to the market. They're not directly in the market. So if you might have earnings linked to the S&P 500 or another index or something of that sort, so that if the market does well, you get some of those earnings.
Okay.
But if the market does poorly, you don't have the losses.
Right.
Now, if that sounds crazy, it isn't. You're not going to get all of the earnings. The company managing the stuff is going to get some
earnings.
It's
going to keep some, yes.
Right. But you're going to get some gains. Now, to give you a rough example, I've had people in this last year with this really volatile market. I've had people with zero earnings for the year, and I've had people with 4.5% in the same product. So different. We get to choose differently what they're invested in, and when they get in and when they get out is different. But I just want people to know that you can do this. You can have a very conservative account that earns a decent amount of interest. Mm-hmm. Now, is 4.5% a guarantee? Of course not. But it's pretty common.
Yeah.
I see it very, very often.
Yeah.
And so in addition to that, you might have good liquidity. Like you might be able to get, say, 10% of your balance per year without a penalty. Mm-hmm. And there's no upfront fees on these things. So the thing is, you really have to understand this product or you naysay it. You know, I hear mutual fund guys or stock guys all the time say, oh, I don't do those, you know, because they don't really necessarily dig into them. You know, if what you're doing for a living is managing stocks or mutual funds, it takes a lot of work to do it really well. And I have a great amount of respect. When I used to do that, I knew how much work it took. Mm-hmm. A great amount of respect for the people who are managing those kinds of funds well. But they often are not the best fit, I think, for somebody who wants to be really conservative.
Okay.
So if you're, you know, if this is making your eyes glaze over and you're thinking, what the heck is she talking about? It's easy to find out. And I can make it much simpler with a little more time to explain.
Yeah.
But I just want people to know, if you have to roll over your 401k or you're looking for a place to keep your money safe in a volatile political market, mm-hmm. this might be a good candidate for you.
All right.
Or you might be a good candidate
for
this.
You might be a good candidate for it, right. Power up retirement is what you call this particular prong of what you do. And if people have questions about this, they can. The Power Up Retirement does have a website, right?
No, it doesn't.
They don't
have a website.
One does not have the website.
The funny part about that is Power Up Retirement is really a name we've given to this part of our product. Right?
Okay.
It's part of our plan. And so all you have to do to get us is call us at the regular Power Down Debt number, which is 413-774-5555. But you don't have to have debt. If you have it, we'll help you. If you don't, we'll help you.
Right.
Okay.
Dr. Francis Ram, the money doctor of Power Down Debt, Power Up Retirement, hugyourstudentdebt.org, joins us every week. We will talk next week.
Thanks, Nick.